Point out the fact that he's shooting along to the city attorney.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting Monday, May 20th, 2019. We'll begin our meeting today with an indication led by Commissioner Senadon, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
This body, Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. I thank you for another day like no other. We thank you for this blessing of being able to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. We pray that you give all of us your mercy and your grace. We ask that you give us the right decision-making for the betterment of all the citizens of Jefferson County. For all the employees, the elected officials, we thank you, Father. We thank you for those that are protecting our democracy abroad and here domestically. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for being here today. Commissioner Arnold is out of state. Commissioner Weaver got summoned for jury duty, so he's going to get duty downstairs. He might show up late if he's released, but we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order with item E under County Commissioners Consider Possibly Approved Proclamation for Julie Rogers Gift of Life National Men's Health Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Hanson, if you'd like to come up to the podium, I can read this proclamation. Hello, Ingrid. It says, whereas June National Men's Health Month is an awareness initiative to inform the public about men's preventable health problems and to encourage early detection and treatment of diseases. And whereas Gift of Life and local health care organizations will provide medically underserved men with free prostate cancer tests and other important screenings along with educational outreach to enhance the health and well-being of Southeast Texans at targeted screening locations at Beaumont, Fort Arthur, and Orange. And whereas since 2000, Gift of Life has made available more than 9,300 free prostate cancer screenings and helped extend the lives of 74 men who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, with all screenings, diagnostic tests, and cancer treatments cost entirely paid for by the Gift of Life. And whereas early detection is the best protection, is statistics reflect 5-year survival rate for men whose prostate cancer is diagnosed early at 100%. And whereas 27% of adults living in Jefferson County lack health insurance, which is significantly higher than the state average of 23% of Texas adults. And whereas through the support of newly established regional health care consortiums, Gift of Life, along with community leaders and advocates, will advance health equity for Southeast Texas. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County to hereby proclaim June of 2018 as Men's Health Month in Jefferson County and May 21st as the Gift of Life Program's Men's Health Awareness Day in Jefferson County, where all men in our community do preventative health practices and early detection efforts, signed this 20th day of May 2019. Ms. Sampson?
Thank you, Judge, and thank you, Commissioners. And Ingrid, Ms. Holmes, and I are both very appreciative of this opportunity to present before the your members and certainly all of the participants. As we do each year, our men's health screenings have been collaboratively with Father's Day and with the initiative for all men to become aware of healthcare initiatives. This, as you know, because so many of you have been intricately involved in our program, we just completed Champagne and Ribs, and all of the funding from that will now go directly back into helping and saving the lives of men throughout Southeast Texas. As you have, we handed out the information, and so you can see that this is kind of a poster that we have, but our flyers are included in your little cups, your stadium cups. And come back, don't worry. And so what I'd like to ask each of you, because many of you have heard us speak, is that would you please be an ambassador for our cause? Would you enlist 5 men to call and register for these screenings that are truly a remarkable opportunity? The value is more than $300 because you can kind of see the list of all the things that we do. I mean, you can't really go anywhere and get all of these screenings done, many of which you get results while you're at our our screening site. So while you're there, we provide you with educational opportunities, because as many of us know, that if we're better stewards of our health and take preventative actions, we're going to live a lot longer, and it's going to reduce our incidence of cancer risk. So this robust, remarkable healthcare opportunity is unique to Southeast Texas, and it's because of your support. Truly, this is not anywhere that it's replicated that we know of with any other organization, and it's because of the commissioner's support of this initiative, because we're directly going out to those that are in need and at risk. And many times it's just not the low income, it's also people that are in the middle income level that are basically insured at risk. And so our criteria have changed in the sense that we're encouraging men to come in and take advantage of these screenings. As you mentioned in the proclamation, Judge, our program, which there's not any like this, will pay for those men who have abnormal PSAs to get your follow-up work again, to get those done by a local urologist. Then we pay for the pathology report, and then we actually pay for their cancer treatment. There's really not another program that does that. And it's because of the benevolence of Southeast Texans that our local nonprofit is able to give back directly and save the lives of those men in Southeast Texas. So I'm going to ask each one of you that's here to make a pledge. Please enlist 5 men. Ask them to call us and register. If you pre-register, we have breakfast and lunch and door prizes, and try to make this the most wonderful, holistic approach. And that's the other thing that has enhanced our opportunities, is that we collaborate now with all like-minded individuals and groups, such as the food bank, the workforce, mental health. We have individuals there with disaster case relief efforts. We have American Red Cross. So when you come to these screenings, we understand that it's more than just health care. You can't care about that if you're homeless and hungry. So we really look at all the variables that could create a barrier to men to be able to be our protectors, our husbands, and the people in our lives that are going to be there that economically impact our citizenry as well. So I'll ask Ms. Holmes if she would like to say something to that effect. And thank you for each one of you for registering 5 men for us. Thank you.
I think Norma has certainly shared all about the program, but I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do in supporting the Gift of Life and all of our programs, not just our prostate program. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Ms. Holmes.
And we do appreciate if anyone would like our posters, flyers, and our giveaways, let us know. We will come to your church, your business, your organization, and thank you, Commissioner Alford. I know you're going to link us up with some other individuals, and each one of you are there spreading our message. So we're hopeful that we'll be screening more than 650 men in these screenings in the 3 cities. So if you can't be in Beaumont, no worries, come to Fort Offer. We've got all the 3 dates that are on our flyers. So call us. We provide transportation, child care. We really want to make this a situation where there's really no reason why you can't be a man and get checked. So,
right.
I'm a little out of breath. I only have 4 flights of stairs. So, but considering my age, that's pretty good. Thank you all. I always say every time I come here that what we do is really care for people with compassion, understanding, and love, and particularly those who are less fortunate, low income, don't have the ability to buy insurance, and it is really very sad at this stage in our lives, and as rich as we are in the state of Texas, that we have such a high uninsured rate. And that's another subject for another day. It is very sad to see what's happened with children, with CHIP, with insurance for kids, you know, but particularly for people who need health care and who have serious diseases and they can't get the care that they need. And that is why we were paying for their treatment, not just the initial tests that are done at the screening site, but all diagnostic tests, ultrasounds, biopsies, and then the cost of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, whatever is necessary, and it's costly. It's very costly. So that's what the Gift of Life is about. We're now 25 years or longer. Can't believe it's so long. I was hoping that we'd be out of business. Really, praying that we would, and you all know what I'm saying. But the needs are greater than ever before, and I cannot tell you the number of people who text us. I had another one today, just before I got here. Terrible state, sick, no insurance, can't get care, can be evicted, doesn't have food. It's the same old story. We keep hearing it over and over and over again. And as people who are interested in humanity of others, we've got to find a solution, because it is very, very, very sad, devastating, and particularly when we see people dying young who could have lived longer if they'd had the care they need. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for being our partners in this and understanding the need and the humanitarian side as well. Thanks.
Thank you. And I'll just note that the Julie Rogers Gift Life Program and the Prostate Cancer Awareness Program, for those of you who might be watching on television, has a prostate cancer support group that meets on the second Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Episcopal Church, which is located at 680 Calder in Beaumont. And the dates for the health screenings are in Beaumont on Saturday, June the 8th, from 9 a.m. till noon at the Beaumont Civic Center. Saturday, June 22nd, in Port Arthur from 9 a.m. till noon at the Carl A. Parker Multipurpose Center at Lamar State College, Port Arthur. And Saturday, June 29th from 9 till noon at the J. Michael and Bridget Shahan Events Facility at Lamar State College in Lamar.
Thank you, Judge, for sharing that. And for those that aren't familiar with the new facility, that is at the Lamar State College Orange. If you've not been to that beautiful building, so they've opened their doors to our program. We're excited about being able to extend these services throughout Southeast Texas. So once again, an echoing with you, Madam Evers, and all of our members that really realize the impact of our services. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge, I want to mention this, and this is a challenge to all fraternities in our community. You know some men that are not getting tested. This is a blessing. Not all county commissioners can go to meetings and be the envy of those meetings, because you have a gift of life that care about people. We have that. We have people that care about people here in Jefferson County. This program is an outstanding program. So I encourage any male that is what they call insurance poor to at least go, because it can be the difference between, as they say, health is your wealth. It can be the difference between your health and wealth and your life. I meant that from the bottom of my heart. So with that, I say thank you for coming to make a presentation to this body, and we appreciate working with you guys.
Thank you, Commissioner.
And again, if you need transportation, you can call 409-833-3663, 833-3663, which is Gift of Life, or go to giftoflifebmd.org.
And just thank you as a sidebar, too. We have translators that are at all of the sites with our physicians. Our local medical community is amazing, and this certainly wouldn't be possible without the innumerable volunteers, more than 200 that are there on site, as well as our physicians that are there offering private one-on-one consultations and going over the reports. And so we have Spanish Vietnamese translators that are there. And a wonderful, again, if there's an opportunity to make something enjoyable and fun, Regina makes that happen for everyone that's
what
there.
Well, fun. She's the fun.
So anyway, thank you very much to everyone for allowing us to listen to this lengthy presentation. Really, we are blessed by some of the students. So thank you all for your support.
Moving on to the regular agenda, the county auditor, we have three items. Item A is to receive file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending April 30th, 2019. Item B is considered approved filing for the 2019 Port Security Grant Program and authorizing the county auditor to submit the application through the grants.gov and ND Grants FEMA portal. And item C is regular county bill check number 459346 through 459604. They have a motion on those items under officer.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is to Consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute Texas General Land Office surface lease for SD 20170030, tracks 83, 84, 85, 94, 95, and 96, for the McFadden Beach dune restoration. Item B is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute Texas General Land Office surface lease for SD 2013-0002. Tracks 14, 15, 48 through 51, 62 through 66, 80 through 82, 98 through 102 for the McFadden Beach dune restoration. Item C is consider possibly approving 30-day extension for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3. File the 2017-18 audit required by Section 775.082B of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item D is consider and possibly approve a 30-day extension for Jefferson County Emergency District Number 4, Emergency Services District Number 4, to file the 2017-18 audit required by Section 775.082B of the Texas Health and Safety Code. And via addendum, item F is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a letter to the Lamar University Institutional Review Board granting that permission to contact employees of Jefferson County to voluntarily participate in posting proof to study and assess the experience, aftermath, and recovery from Hurricane Harvey in Southeast Texas. Do I have a motion on those items under county commission?
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Just a question on the audits, Patrick.
Yes,
the 30-day extension. On those audits that come in, do they ever give us any numbers in reference to emergency services, time it takes for emergency services to be provided?
I don't know if that's in the format. Okay. It'd be in the statistical section towards the back of the required report.
Okay.
We can certainly ask them for that, though.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody emailed me question along those lines, and I wasn't sure.
But for the moment, if you don't mind, Commissioner Hines is in here reminding me to ask you for that information to the court. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have one item A to consider possible approval of final plat of Carruthers Acres of the E. Carruthers Survey, abstract number 787. Located on East Hampshire Road in precinct number 3. It's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction. It's met all our finding requirements. We have a motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Lastly, and on provide via addendum, we have four items under purchasing. Item A, consider approved specification for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County. Item B is consider approved execute receipt file contract extension for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with BRC Emergency Services LLC for an additional 6 weeks to expire July 17, 2019. Item C is consider approved disposal of scrap metal to be transported to a metal salvage company and there to be sold for such prices as may contain command with the funds being returned to the county. And D is consider approved disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. So I have both of those items under purchase.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Hall, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
There's a question. Is there a reason why all these items were on the agenda?
We had a computer. When we went to submit our agenda items, the computer it hung up and it didn't get to Ms. Longman's time.
I found it strange as well.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Next Monday is Memorial Day, and May 27th, Patrick, we have, are we going to have things are going to require? Yeah, so we're going to need to meet on Tuesday, May 28th at 1:30 p.m. And anything, any commissioners, y'all need to bring to the attention of the public?
Be safe.
Yeah, drive safe this Memorial Day. Fly safe. Then we are adjourned, thank you.
Thank you.